We're here to find happiness by doing good things, like being generous. When you have the thought that you would like to give something, that's a happy thought. You realize you have more than enough, you have enough to share. While you're giving, there's also a sense of well-being. And after you've given, you look back on the good things you've done. That lifts your heart. You're not a dead weight on the world. You've actually helped the world. So something that's good in the anticipation, in the doing, and in the thoughts after you've done it. Same with following the precepts. The idea that you want to stop engaging in harmful behavior, that's a good thought. A happy thought. Realizing that's something you can do. And then you carry through with it. And then you look back on your day. And you realize you haven't harmed anybody. That lifts the heart. And the same with the meditation. You could spend your time wandering around in aimless thoughts. What's accomplished by that? You learn a skill, the skill of staying with one object, like the breath. Focus on the breath, make it comfortable as it comes in and comfortable as it goes out. The thought that you're going to train your mind, and that training the mind is going to have an impact on your life, that's a happy thought. And then as you do it, it may be difficult to begin with because it's like exercising a body that's been weak. Your mindfulness muscle, your alertness muscle, your ardency muscle, they have to be exercised. But it's good exercise. And as with physical exercise, after all, you find that you feel better having done it. Your mind is sharper. You can take those talents, those abilities, to be mindful, to be alert, to really try to do what you're doing, do it well. That lifts the heart. So these are ways of finding happiness that are very responsible. So many people in the world look for happiness in ways that are irresponsible, to cause a lot of suffering to other people, and they don't care. Sometimes they even enjoy causing suffering to others. But we're not that kind of people. We're the kind of people who want to make sure that our happiness harms nobody. It doesn't harm us, doesn't harm other people, doesn't harm other beings. And when you're generous and you're virtuous and you learn to train the mind, you see that you can actually carry through with that intention. You have a sense of self-esteem, that you've not wasted this human birth. You've taken this opportunity to develop the goodness that can be developed in the human world. Whether other people are going to develop their goodness, that's their business. Your goodness is independent. For a lot of people, their goodness depends on other people being good to them first. But then who's going to be good first? We might as well be the ones who are good first. Be a good example to other people. Whether they follow the example or not, that's their choice. Our choice, though, is to find happiness in a way that causes no harm. And as I said, it's happy in the anticipation, happy in the doing, and happy in the reflection. So many pleasures of the world may be happy in the anticipation, not quite so satisfied in the doing. And then you may have done some unskillful things to get them. Then you've got that to deal with after you're done. So it's happiness that's not dependable, it's not reliable. But the happiness the Buddha recommends is reliable. This is why he recommends it. Everything the Buddha recommends is reliable. He's tested everything. So these are the ways of finding happiness that really do nurture a sense of well-being that goes deep into the heart. To learn how to appreciate that, focus your mind on doing these things. And you'll find that you're more than amply rewarded.